getting better and better and better. I've been getting more and more and more alcoholic. I'm much more alcoholic now than I was when I first became alcoholic. When they talk about being a progressive disease, they're not kidding. Thank God so is the sobriety progressive, and even more so. And so that my life today is better than it's ever been. Better than it's ever been. Marriage is better than it's ever been. My spiritual life, everything, you know, everything that counts and that matters is better than it's ever been. And the thing about it is, as far as I can see, the only thing that determines how high that can go on this side is how long I can stay around doing the things I'm doing that's keeping on an uphill curve. And of course, it's not an upside, a straight line up, it's up and down. It's some weeks, some months, some years are better than others, but the long-term trend is up and up and up. And when it does go down, there are 100 things I can do to get it back up. Go to more meetings, start a meeting, call my sponsor, call newcomers, read the book, you know, all sorts of things we can do. Or we can just wait. It's like Winnie E., the Al-Anon speaker, used to say. She said, in those dips, she said, it was the only Bible quote she ever used. She said, the Bible says, and it came to pass. The Bible does not say, and it came to stay. My feeling is, when people like us have a dip, when we hurt, we either drink or grow. And if we don't drink, all pain becomes growing pain. We can't come out of a bad situation the same as we went in. We're either worse off or better off. We're worse off if we drink. If we don't drink, we're always spiritually better off than we were. But the point that fascinates me is the point of the V. The point of the V. The one act of acceptance, of accepting a one reality of my life, accepting that reality of my life, changed the course of my life. And I'm really impressed with that. And then I think to myself, you know, as smart as I am, and as good looking, why did it take me so damn long to accept that? And what it comes down to is, I confused acceptance with approval. I did not approve of me being an alcoholic. And therefore, I wouldn't accept it. I thought the two were the same. That if I accepted it, that was evidence that I approved of being an alcoholic, and I didn't approve. And because I didn't approve, I couldn't accept. And that's not what acceptance is at all. Acceptance is accepting the reality of a situation. And once you accept the reality of the situation, then you have a choice. So acceptance is empowering, because then we have a choice of what we're going to do about it. But until we accept, we can't do anything. It's not condoning it when you accept. It's just facing the reality, the fact of the thing. And I took most of my lifetime to figure that out. And, you know, my time's up, and I don't want to sit down. You're so much better than the people in my head. But I don't know if that's much of a compliment or not either. I'm just delighted to be here. It's been great to be here. I love being an alcoholic. And I'll just say, I love you all. When I was new and people said, I love you all, it really bugged me. Oh, you big liar. You don't even know me. And if you did, you wouldn't like me. But truth is, I love you all whether you like it or not. Thank you very much.